Hello and welcome to Quick Charge. I'm Steven and today is Monday, April 29th. In a historic agreement, the G7 just agreed to phase out coal in the first half of the 2030s. The G7 countries are meeting in Turin, Italy in the first large political summit since COP28 in December when the world pledged to transition away from fossil fuels. G7 countries generated 16% of electricity from coal in 2023, down from 29% in 2015. Japan has the largest share at 32%, followed by Germany at 27%, while the other G7 members like France and the UK have mostly already phased out coal. The journey to phase out coal has been long. It's been over 7 years since the UK, France, Italy, and Canada committed to phase out coal power, so it's good to see the United States and especially Japan at last be more explicit on their intentions. Whilst coal power has already been falling, gas power has not. G7 nations already promised to fully or predominantly decarbonize their power sectors by 2035, and that would mean phasing out gas. G7 countries generated 34% of their electricity from gas in 2023. Tesla stock is surging this morning on several reports that China is going to approve the automaker's deployment of its full self-driving package in the country. The package includes additional features like city driving, where the car handles all the driving, but it currently needs to be supervised by the driver at all times. However, this is only available in North America right now, and that's partially due to it having been first designed for the market and it's not completely ready to be deployed elsewhere, but also because regulations in some markets don't yet approve of the system. Now, Tesla was able to secure a deal to get approval for its full self-driving deployment in the world's largest auto market. The US car maker was granted approval after reaching a mapping and navigation deal with Chinese tech giant Baidu Inc. and meeting requirements for how it handles data security and privacy issues. This is understandably making Tesla stock surge because after the US, Tesla has more vehicles in China than anywhere else, and that means more potential FSD customers than anywhere else. Tesla has unveiled a new Cybertruck software update coming to bring new off-road features to the electric pickup truck. Despite starting deliveries a few months ago, Tesla has yet to develop the electric pickup truck software, and it is still missing some important features. It's not uncommon for Tesla to deliver a new vehicle program with incomplete software and to start to deliver more features after the deliveries. In February, Tesla released the first big software update for Cybertruck that improved the truck's handling and charging. Now, Tesla announced a new big software update for Cybertruck with a focus on off-road features. Tesla is introducing Overland mode for consistent handling and Baja mode for better vehicle balance. On uneven or slippery terrain, if a wheel has limited or no traction, Cybertruck can direct that torque to the opposite wheel. Tesla is also releasing a trail assist that is like cruise control but for off-roading. Trail Assist helps maintain a set cruising speed so you can focus on steering. The upcoming software update also comes with the highly anticipated CyberTense mode. Tesla confirms that the mode levels the suspension to automatically keep the surface flat for the CyberTense. It also keeps the cover open to accommodate the tent. Tesla added that lights, AC, and outlets will stay on as well if enabled. Less than a month after beginning mass production of its new semi-solid-state battery packs, NIO has opened the technology to the public in China to trial this month, ahead of a full rollout of official operations. NIO continues to gain success from passenger EV sales, but it has also spent plenty of time and money developing other adjacent technologies such as battery swap stations and solid-state batteries. NIO announced it will soon open up the technology to certain battery swap customers overseas as a trial period ahead of full solid-state integration. The semi-solid-state packs will be available at swap stations in China through May, giving the public its first opportunity to test the energy-dense battery technology. NIO is planning a full rollout of the 150 kilowatt-hour packs immediately following the May trial run. So beginning June 1st, NIO customers will be able to rent the solid-state packs daily on an extended basis. Governor Gavin Newsom announced on Saturday that there is now one EV fast charging station for every 5 gas stations in California. California has led the US in the number of EVs and EV charging stations every year since 2016. According to the governor's office, 105,000 public EV chargers have been installed throughout California, on top of over 500,000 home EV chargers. The number of gas stations versus EV charging stations is not a like-for-like comparison because fueling up with gas is faster than DC fast charging right now. But EVs can charge at home, meaning that DC fast chargers are used less. In February, California approved a $1.9 billion plan to deploy 40,000 more public EV chargers statewide in addition to the $1.8 billion it's already invested in EV charging infrastructure. More than 1.84 million EVs have been sold in California to date, and 34% of new EVs sold in the US are sold in California. The state ranks fourth in EV sales behind China, the US, and Germany. In today's community comment found on YouTube, somebody mentioned how impressive the new CATL fast charging batteries are. Well, it seems that next generation EVs are really pulling ahead of ICE vehicles with much improved fast charging and energy density. Thank you for watching Quick Charge by Electric. I'm Steven, and have a great day.